Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A warning from police to residents in South Jersey. Scammers are intimidating members of law enforcement to try to fool people into giving them money. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
Several people say they were contacted by callers that were using the name of police sergeants claiming to be with Gloucester Township Police Department.
This is in regards to a confidential legal matter. It'd be imperative that you now call back today at your earliest convenience.
In one case, a caller told them to make a bail payment using Bitcoin. That person ended up not sending any money and reported the call to police. Detectives say similar impersonation cases have been reported in nearby towns. Police want to remind the public that officers and emergency dispatchers will place residential phone calls but will never demand immediate payment. Additionally, no law enforcement agency requests to be paid in cryptocurrency. Anyone who receives a questionable call is asked to verify it by contacting Gloucester Township Police at 856-228-4500. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia Police Department rounded up dozens of recruits to go knock on doors in Southwest Philly and spread awareness about keeping your car safe from theft. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has more.
Some of the tips police are sharing as part of their Together We Can Prevent Auto Theft campaign seem somewhat obvious, but are important to keep in mind. Lock your doors and take your keys every time. Park in well-lit, visible areas. Never leave your vehicle running unattended. But officials say there are some novel methods thieves are using. Some are cloning key fobs by relaying the signal emitted from the owner's key to someone near the car who uses the frequency to unlock and start the vehicle.
Faraday bags that you can order online. You can keep your key in them to block the signal from being picked up.
Newly assigned captain in Southwest Philly's 12th District, Matthew Johnson, also says the old-fashioned club still works.
As a visual deterrent, you know that that'll take the theft a lot longer to occur versus something that isn't secure in that manner.
Car thefts are up slightly from this time last year, according to PPD statistics. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Governor Josh Shapiro has signed into law the Crown Act prohibiting discrimination based on hair type, texture, and style. KYW's Matt Coughlin was at a Philadelphia hair studio where the governor put pen to paper.
We know that this is an issue that disproportionately affects Black Pennsylvanians.
Governor Josh Shapiro was inside Island Designs Natural Hair Studio on 52nd and West Philadelphia to sign the Crown Act protecting natural hair.
Getting fired simply because of how they look, or maybe someone getting passed over for a job because of the way they wear their hair. That's unacceptable, and in a moment, it will be illegal.
Standing with him was the bill's prime sponsor, State Rep. Latasha Mays, a West Philadelphian who now represents parts of Pittsburgh.
As mother and daughter, we struggle with our hair. It is as complex as the story of Black people and our story in this nation, especially for Black women and girls.
As Mays spoke, her two-year-old daughter played with her mother's natural hair.
So for every child, every worker, every person who faced an indignity because of race-based hair discrimination, that ends today. Every curl, every kink, every coil, every strand of natural hair is now protected.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A federal court in Philadelphia recently squashed the State Department's subpoena seeking sensitive information of patients at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia who received gender-affirming care. KYW's Sean McDevitt reports the court's decision is a victory for transgender youth.
In June, the Trump administration sought the names, addresses, medical records, and social security numbers of every patient who received gender-affirming care at Children's Hospital. CHOP, the Public Interest Law Center, and Ballard Spahr Law Firm filed motions to quash the subpoena. Earlier this month, the federal court ruled against it.
It's a win for the patients and their families.
Attorney Jill Steinberg advocated on behalf of the patients and their parents. She says that the subpoena was an apparent effort to eliminate this form of care across the country.
The court properly concluded that their interests, the patients' privacy interests, outweigh the interests of the government, and that the government might have been motivated by factors other than criminal investigative activity.
The court's ruling here in Pennsylvania follows similar decisions in federal courts in Massachusetts and Washington. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.